Okay, we got an interesting topic today. PlayStation 3, a Sony product, is causing violence across the country. It's amazing what's happening here. Now, it's part of a larger picture of addiction to machines, and this is going to change the United States, not for the better. And we're going to get into this. If you are a person with an iPod and a Blueberry and a Blackberry and a Strawberry and a PC and a fax machine and a portable phone and a cell phone, and all, you need to know this. You need to know what's coming, boy, because all this is going to have a price on your life. All right, let's get to the machines. I have to tell you that I'm prejudiced here. I'm not coming at it from an objective point of view. And I've said this before, that American society is changing for the worse because of the machines. And let me give you the overview, and then I'll give you the specifics. For the first time in the history of mankind, you can shape your world. You can shape your own reality. You don't have to live in the real world. Okay, you do not have to do that anymore. In the past, to flee the real world, people usually chose drugs or alcohol. All right, to say, look, I don't want to live in the real world. I don't like it here. So I am going to intoxicate myself every single day. That's drug addiction and alcoholism. That's what that is. Now you don't have to do that. Okay, now all you have to do is have enough money to buy a machine. The machine of choice, of course, is the PC. All right, so you have now a machine in your house where you can create your own world. You can create it. So you can go into a chat room and talk about whatever you want to talk about. If you want to do sports all day, you can do sports all day. You want to do porn all day, you can do porn all day. Whatever it is you want, there it is. You can do it. Worldwide, you can lose yourself in it hour after hour after hour. All right? So the PC. For the first time in the history of the country, people don't come home and turn on the TV set. Most people come home and turn on the PC. That's never happened before. So you can see the dominance that's happening. Add to that your iPod. Now, you can program sounds, any sound, music, talk, whatever, to pipe into your brain, to wear a headphone set out wherever you go. You don't have to hear anything about the real world. You slap those things on, you can hear anything you want to hear piped right into your brain as long as you want. Thousands upon thousands of songs, whatever it may be, pipe it right in. All right, so you're in the house, you got the PC, you have to go out of the house for some reason, you slap the iPod on. Now, if you get tired of having the iPod on, tired of the PC, you get the little Blueberry or the Blackberry, whatever berry it is, and there it is, beep, 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 constantly, constant and unrelenting. People sending you messages, all right? Bing, 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 and there you are. And then you can access any information on that little thing. So your thumb and your fingers are going, da-da-da-da-da-da. So you're not looking around what's happening around you, not looking about what your environment, and you're locked in on that little machine. And then you, of course, have the cell phone, which is incessantly ringing. Bing, 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 bing. So you add all of this up, and basically what you have is a large portion of the population, mostly younger people under the age of 45, who don't deal with reality ever. So they don't know what day it is. They don't know what temperature it is. All right, they don't know what their neighbor looks like. They don't know anything. They don't go out and smell the roses. They don't even know if the roses are there because they're constantly diverted by a machine, by a machine. Now, what this does is it takes a person away from reality because they've created their own reality, and their own reality is fun. It's a diversion. It's not real life. So the more time you spend on the diversion, the less time you spend on personality development, intellectual development, although you can make an argument that you can learn on the internet, and there is validity to that. But really, life is all about experiencing what your environment is. You know, going out, looking around, what's going on, who's doing this, you know, studying people, learning, being perceptive, all of that's gone. It's gone. And information flow, I mean, the newspapers are going out of business for two reasons. Number one, they don't need them anymore because you can get the information on the internet. And number two, they're all ideological, so people know they're not getting the truth. And they say, what do I want to read this rag for? I need the movie times, I need the sports page, and I need the coupons. I'm going to read these people. They're not telling me the truth. So they're gone. And then television is what they call a niche. It's a niche audience. I have an enormous niche audience. You know, I'm reaching tens of millions of people a week through radio and television, but that is very unusual. Very unusual. You know, it's a niche. I watch the Home and Garden show. I watch wrestling. But it's all appointment. It's all appointment. No longer do you come on and say, oh, what's on next? Forget it. And you're scanning with your clicker. Okay? So, anyway, you get the picture. Now, this is so intense. This world is so intense that the technology is developing every, 2 weeks, or is it something new? Some other machine to divert your attention. And the newest thing is the PlayStation 3. All right? Now, this is a machine that allows you to play games in high def and all this other stuff. Okay? It's the newest state-of-the-art video system from Sony. It has a video game console. It plays DVDs. It connects you to the Internet. It gives you a massage. It tells you how handsome you are. Okay? It does all these things. It's $600 plus tax. Now, people lined up for hours to get this thing. Hours. And they don't have enough of them. They don't have enough of them, all right? Because everybody wants the latest and the greatest. Now, in Putnam, Connecticut, two thugs walked up to a line of people waiting to buy these things and shot a guy because they were robbing people. They figured, look, these people got to have cash on them, some of them anyway, and I'm going to take their money. In Palmdale, California, authorities had to shut down a Walmart after shoppers got out of control trying to get this Sony thing. In West Bend, Wisconsin, 19-year-old was injured when he ran into a pole trying to outrace other shoppers to get one of these things. In Lexington, Kentucky, somebody fired BB pellets from a passing vehicle at people waiting outside a store to get this stuff. In Boston, employees gave out tickets. They said, look, don't wait online. We're going to do a raffle. All right, now, the problem with this stuff is that some people can deal with it constructively. All right? Now, for me, I use a computer to write, and I use it to do a little research, not a lot. I'm not on a computer a lot, okay? But other people get addicted to it, just like opium, just like drugs and alcohol. And once you do that, your life spirals downward. So this is a big, big problem. It's going to change every single thing in this country. And it's going to create, the haves and have-nots, the big gulf between them. Well, it's going to be the no's and no-nots. And I'm going to explain that in the addiction process when we come back, and then we'll take your phone calls on this at 1-877-9-NO-SPIN. We'll be back in a moment. We're talking about the addiction to machines and how it's going to affect our society. Let's bring in Blois Olson. He's a spokesperson for the National Institute on Media and the Family out of Minneapolis. Done some studies on this. And what did you find out, Mr. Olson?
Well, we've found that it's definitely an issue, and that there's multiple public health issues, and addiction's one of them, from video games and other media, especially amongst kids.
Do you see it as a problem or just an unintended consequence of technological advancement?
I think it's like everything that, certain people can control their compulsive behavior and certain people can't. Certainly if it leads to other issues such as, losing a job, which we hear about commonly, or bad grades in school, then it is a problem that people need to correct. There's also the other public health issues that fall out of it are, obesity from the sedentary lifestyle and, aggressive behavior if they're playing violent games.
And how about socialization? I mean, if you spend all your time on a machine and not interacting with other human beings, did you come to any conclusions about that?
We haven't, but that's kind of the next phase. One of the interesting things is that all the other online games, there is a mode of socialization there. So it's not face-to-face, but it is, online, and it's like instant messaging and everything else.
But it's different.
It is different.
I mean, face-to-face is a much, much different thing than an anonymous, text messaging. Also, the verbal skills. Listening, ability to listen, to read people, all of that is going to disappear.
We don't disagree. I think the question is to what level is it, and is it another list of factors that come from addiction, like alcoholism or drug addiction or other sorts of addiction?
Well, it is, and this is a growing problem. It's a problem that's going to get worse because once a kid reaches the age of 14 or 15, the parents can't really say regulate their behavior like they can when they're 6 and 7. And a lot of parents are using these machines as babysitters, as they used to do that with TV, you know that.
Right. And we believe that there are positive implications of media, but it is up to the parents. Parents are a big part of this. You know, console makers have put in parental controls. They've rated the games, but parents do have to step up.
Right, and it's always the unsupervised kids who are at risk for the most.
Yep.
All right, well, very interesting, and I want to bring in another aspect, and we appreciate you taking time, Mr. Olson. We live in a world here in America right now. We have the haves and the have-nots, okay, and this is becoming a big problem. Those who are fabulously wealthy and have an abundance of material things, you see them on TV and all probably in your neighborhood. They live in the huge houses. They drive the Mercedes-Benz. They go all over the place. And who are those people? Well, there are two categories. Number one, the inherited rich people, silver spooners, who it's handed to them and they don't have to do anything. And the others are the ones who have figured it out. All right? They figured out how they can make money in a system. Because if you can do something that is unique, or who can make, you know, like me, if you can make an employer a lot of money, you're going to get paid. So if you figure it out, you're going to have a lot of money. Now, money doesn't equate happiness, of course. It doesn't equate success. But you have it. So it's there. You can make it. It doesn't matter what color you are. It doesn't matter what you look like. If you have a skill that can make other people money, you will become wealthy. But that's a very few. That's a very few, all right, because it's very difficult to do that. So the haves have plenty. But the have-nots are growing. Why are they growing? Because the skill set that is necessary to earn a decent living is being de-emphasized, and a fantasy world of football games and shooting zombies and all of that, while these people are whizzes on the computer, and they can do things that are amazing in the electronic realm, to translate that into money is very difficult because there are so many people who can do that. Now, if you're a computer whiz, there are hundreds of thousands of other computer whizzes. So unless you have a real creative streak to you, you're just going to be caught in the middle. So therefore, the rise of the have-nots is not going to stop in this country, and the income redistribution that the SPs want to do isn't going to work because there's just not enough money. But now you have the no's and the no-nots. And that's going to tie in, because if you spend all your youth being prisoners of machines, you're not going to know anything. Now, suddenly you're going to be 22, 23, and you're going to have to compete in the real world with other people. And all you know is the fantasy world you create. You're going to get washed out. You're going to fail, and you're not going to understand why. And then the emotional immaturity of spending your whole life on a machine is staggering, because the only way you grow as a person is to learn about the world, other people, the environment that you live in, how it works, and you're never going to learn that on the machines. The machines can give you information. They cannot give you what I call real-life experience, and that's what you need. You know, I made it my business to travel all over the world, 60 countries, every state. All right, I got tons of friends in every area. Okay, I know people in every occupation. I know people overseas. I went to Harvard for the express purpose of widening my circle of acquaintance so that I can pick up the phone and call people and get their perspective about complicated issues. And I live in the real world. These machines, I don't own an iPod. I would never wear an iPod. Now, I'm not saying you're bad or stupid if you do. If you can keep it in moderation and it gives you enjoyment and relaxation, I'm with you. I'm with you. Okay? It's a good thing. But boy, oh boy, if this is what's on your mind and if this is your primary focus in life, the machines, I mean, look at dating. They date on the Internet now. I'd never date on the Internet. I mean, come on. I got to see the person. I got to talk to the person. And then they got relationships on the Internet. I'm saying to myself, what is going on? Anyway, it's going to have a staggeringly negative effect, all of this, for America. So in the next 20 years, you're going to see a bigger gulf between those who have things and those who don't have, and those who know things and those who don't know anything, because the public school education system has collapsed. So, I mean, and did you ever talk to these computer geeks? I mean, can you carry on a conversation with them? I don't know. I don't want to sound condescending. I really don't. But I think the downside is way more than the upside. I really do. I really fear for the United States, because believe me, the jihadists, they're not playing the video games. You know, they're killing real people over there. 1-877-9-NO-SPIN. Lines are popping. Back with your calls and comments in a moment.